how excited are you about what could happen in these next 24, 48 hours?
You know, I'm always excited. You're talking about free agency?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always excited. I think the only caveat I would have, hopefully they're going to deliver, okay? So after a few years, you know, that's the expectations, that they will, you know, they will fight for Jacksonville and win for Jaguars.
Are you involved talking to agents, or are you an observer during this time?
Well, I think I've never talked to agents. I think that's not appropriate for me. But, you know, with Tom and Dave and obviously Doug, I went over the big plan, what we want to do and, you know, what the limits are. So I saw the big plan, and obviously I'm highly supportive of it.
Do you have a certain number in mind of what you would consider desirable in terms of big money free agents coming here, one, two, three, whatever?
I think whoever can help us, we'd like to get. Obviously, we have a huge amount of flexibility and on whether salary cap. So if the players are going to come in and help us win, you know, we have the ability and the desire to do that. We've done that over the last couple of years.
Chad, with the Shipyards proposal, we don't have the big ticket items like we had 2 years ago. We know the amphitheater's going up by the stadium. Is it going to make it an easier sell, knowing that it's kind of a simpler, more mainstream idea now?
Well, I think the Shipyard idea, we know what some of the real-life issues were, like with environmental. So, and also, some of those things have already happened. The practice facility, the amphitheater. So we didn't know when Shipyards would happen. I think there's a huge amount of the capacity for growth in Jacksonville is almost infinite. You know, we're tapping into that. And so some of the things we can control, and we've already done that here with the flex field. So now what are some of the other pieces we could add to make this a very, very vibrant downtown?
Mark talked specifically about how well things were going, but he constantly tempered it with we could do better. Is that also your attitude?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, and I think Tom, the anecdote he had, the day you stop, that's the day you die. So, you know, in business, what we're doing here in Jacksonville, I think we absolutely have to keep the pace up faster, you know, at a higher, different level. Whether it's architectural style, it's experiences, you know, we have to keep moving the needle.
Was it easier to work with the combination of the Shipyards and Met Park when you redesigned this new rendering?
Well, it obviously moves the footprint because you have, I think as Mark pointed out, there is certain space, soil you don't want to disturb for environmental reasons. So it changes the footprint, changes the vision. A little bit, but I think it still has all the impact on how we can change Jacksonville for good.
How important is the Shipyards to the financial health of the organization?
I think Shipyards is important for Jacksonville. Whatever's good for Jacksonville is good for the Jaguars. That is the connection, really, here. So you can't have a viable city without a vibrant downtown. I think everybody gets that. That's a simple point. In the 5 years I've been here, you know, it's been, well, downtown is dying. I mean, we have national media here, and I hear from them all the time. They came through downtown, their images. There isn't a Starbucks, okay? So here somebody walks in, they're already kind of teed off. They couldn't find a Starbucks on their way to come and talk to us. So it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. And images is what drives Jacksonville's image, but this should be real change, and this is going to bring Jacksonville back to life downtown.
Was it frustrating to see the prior effort stall out, and are you more optimistic this time around?
For me, I think you have to try, and no matter what happens. So, no, we go through this all the time everywhere, whether it's football or auto parts. You give your best effort, doesn't go the way you want it to, you get up, dust yourself, and you get going again. So,
high-end hotel, own one in Toronto, the Four Seasons. Is that something you're looking at, a Four Seasons hotel on
that site? Well, I think, you know, we need to be aspirational. There's nothing like that in Jacksonville. I think you are defined by the highest-end experience you have. So to me, that would be the logical brand for us. And again, I don't know if they would have an interest, but certainly, we'd want them involved. And I think with the mix and the experience they have globally, some of the best mixed-use projects in Canada, the number one is right there, Four Seasons. And there are many, many. I think when that opened, five other opened in Toronto. And the difference between them and the others is night and day. So they have like a secret recipe we want to learn and tap into. So, I mean, that's one of the many, many resources to get Jacksonville downtown coming up and living up to its potential.
Sean, what's your patience level? Sounds like based on what you said up there, you're probably at the end of it in terms of winning results on the field. Are you at the point now where it's... you're expecting the playoffs next year?
I think, my expectations are, it's like most of my life, it's like, you know what, I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I'm going to do it myself, okay? Unfortunately, you can't do that with football. But I think, we put everything in place, and I'm really, really, excited with Tom and Doug and Dave to really have more a football IQ in the building, so to speak, and we want to add more brain power from that viewpoint, which can figure out, evaluate the players, the schemes to help us win. So it's, to me, what I can do is, keep trying and adding more resources till we have a breakthrough.
Hey, Sean, Tony's been a constant here since you bought the team, but now adding Fulham, will he be as involved with the Jaguars' efforts as before?
Well, I think, he wants to, and he will play a role, but we've got a lot of other people, so he would certainly, I think you would have to ask him, but, from the analytics and from how you judge value, and we want to have some leading-edge thinking and leading-edge tools to help us, evaluate and win. So I think he can bring that.